At the Ag and Food Policy Summit at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. on Monday, a panel of experts discussed the keys to rebuilding export markets and overseas demand for U.S. agricultural goods. According to the USDA, the value of U.S. agricultural exports peaked in fiscal year 2022 before declining in 2023. Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, said that higher shipping rates and logistical challenges around the world, like shipping uncertainty in the Red Sea due to pirate activity, are concerning for all industries, not just agriculture.
These vessels don't just go to the Red Sea, they're going around the world. So what you're doing is you're adding more cost, more time. The more these conflicts continue to happen, the higher the cost of logistics and freight will be.
Cam Corals, CEO of the National Potato Council, said the international issues are tremendously complicated.
No single individual, no single entity is going to solve these. We have to have good coordination amongst all of the various agencies. You've got to have strong collaboration with all of our industry folks and our technical partners to get these things right. Sometimes it literally takes decades. We've seen that. But it's ultimately worth it when you can move the needle in that significant way.
Hallstrom said the U.S. Meat Export Federation is extremely optimistic going forward for export markets and overseas demand.
I have always looked at it this way, that the more success we have, the more issues that come up. So all the more reason that we have to be aligned as industries. I'm not just talking beef and pork, I'm talking agriculture. Agriculture is the backbone of the American economy. And I think with the folks in this room, on this panel, we're well equipped to handle the challenge.
Read more at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.